This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, almost 10 days of the blessed month of Ramadan are gone. And I hope and I pray that each and every one of you been treating the blessed month of Ramadan as a spiritual training camp for what is yet to come later on inshallah throughout the year. This is the main intent, is to train you, to discipline you, to put you through some difficulties like hunger, thirst, heat for some people, cold, extreme cold in some other areas. And you are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to abstain from that which was halal just yesterday, just 10 days ago. Water from dawn to sunset was okay. Food, your favorite breakfast, lunch and dinner, everything that you used to do normally throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month and so on, was absolutely permissible. Your spouses were permissible for you throughout these days. And all of a sudden, for one complete month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken away all that which He made halal and told you what? Prohibited for you to eat and drink, to intimate with your spouse from dawn to sunset for a complete 1 month. Why is that so? So that when you exit the month of Ramadan, you would be able to manage abstaining from the haram in an easier manner. If you were able to control your desires from that which was made halal already by Allah, how could you exit the month of Ramadan and start smoking again or taking weed or going hanging out with the wrong crowd and so on and so forth? So I hope and I pray that you will maintain the spirit. And if you messed up in the past 10 days, don't worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us 30 days to make up for whatever mistake that we have done in the previous days or in the past few days. So don't give up on yourself. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You still have more than 20 days to inshallah ta'ala come back bi-idhnillah. But I'm here to speak about something else, because as soon as Ramadan becomes a habitual practice day in and day out, we lose track of the main intention, we lose track of the main objective, why we're fasting. So this is a reminder for you inshallah ta'ala, and I'm going to make a beautiful connection to bear in mind and to reflect over bi-idhnillah, so that we don't lose motivation and continue fasting with the same spirit that we have started the month with inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the main objective of fasting is taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O you who believe, listen carefully. If you said, I'm a believer, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, this is for you, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Kutiba alaykum siyam. Fasting was prescribed upon you, as it was prescribed for the people before you. Why, Ya Allah? Why fasting was prescribed, was, you know, made obligatory? La'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may attain and enhance taqwa, the concept of taqwa. Bear with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us in the Quran, Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. This book, this Quran, this beautiful revelation, it was meant to be a guidance for those who are having taqwa, for the people of taqwa. So Ramadan was meant for us to enhance taqwa, and the Quran was meant to guide those who have taqwa. Listen again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And haste, race one another, O my brothers and sisters in Islam, towards forgiveness from your Lord and Jannah, which its width is the heavens and the earth combined. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, it was prepared for the people of taqwa. Allahu Akbar. So Ramadan was meant to help us attain taqwa. The Quran was revealed to guide those people with taqwa. And Jannah itself, which you and I yearn for, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, was prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-muttaqeen, for the people of taqwa. So see how important that concept is. So Ramadan is one of the gates that will lead you to Jannah through the guidance and the roadmap of the Quran. So can you see the connection now? So what is taqwa in the first place? For those who maybe have forgotten, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, taqwa is a protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted you to create a shield between yourself and anything else that may anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is basically taqwa. Whether you are in secret or in public, you will always tend to do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is taqwa. In the last ayah that I recited, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, haste towards forgiveness from your Lord and Jannah, which it's with the heavens and the earth, u'iddat lilmuttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started to list down some of the qualities of those muttaqeen. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. The first on the list is those who spend out of the wealth, out of the provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them in time of difficulty and in time of ease. Whether you really have a lot or you have a little bit, whether it's a bit tight for you or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given more than you can chew. In any case, those people who have taqwa are those who will give because they believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-kareem, the most generous. If you show generosity by giving those who are in need, do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you more? Wallahi, He promised that if you give, He will multiply your provision by even 700 times or even more than that. Immeasurable amount of provision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for those who give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The example of those who give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like that seed which you planted in the ground. And that seed grew 7 years. And in every year there's 100 grains. And Allah multiply on the top of all of that to whoever He is pleased with. My brothers and sisters in Islam, learn to give. And the month of Ramadan is your opportunity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be the most generous of everyone, especially during the month of Ramadan. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. The second quality is, and those who restrain their anger. Not those who control the emotion called anger. We can't do that. We react naturally to situations, and in many cases, we react angrily to some situations. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't want you to control the emotions and to erase it completely from your life, from your existence. That can never happen. But rather, when you experience anger, you should react in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got angry, and we can see in various stories in the seerah where he became angry, and he was described as angry. But how was the anger of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam look like? His face would turn into red, and a vein would appear on his forehead, and he would remain quiet. He would not explode and break stuff and hit people, whether physically or with sharp language or the like. No, he will maintain cool. And he described how to maintain your cool and how to restrain your anger by advising us that if we became angry standing, we should sit down. If we are still angry in the position of sitting, we should lie down. And if we're still angry, we should make wudu and so on, because shaitan is created from fire and nothing extinguishes fire except water. So make wudu so that you can cool yourself a little bit. So if you are of those angry birds out there, this is the advice of your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't erase anger from your life. That can never happen. But rather, when you become angry, restrain it through these advice and act in a manner that is only pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third quality, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who pardon people, those who pardon each other and overlook their mistakes and don't carry grudges in their hearts against people because of their mistakes and so on and so forth. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. And then Allah ended the ayah by saying what? وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah loves those who do ihsan, or those who have the quality of ihsan. Now this is your homework, inshallah. So taqwa and ihsan are closely related, and these are the two qualities that we should work hard to achieve during the month of Ramadan. So after we exit, we will be having enough reserve to fight shaitan, who is now, right now, is shackled. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that maradatu shayateen, the biggest Shayateen, or the biggest influence of Shaitan, is now locked up. So they are coming after Ramadan and they are coming to hunt you. They will see the rewards that we have accumulated, and Shaitan will be running after you to destroy whatever you have established in Ramadan. So the more you work on your taqwa and ihsan during the blessed month of Ramadan, the more reserve of that taqwa and ihsan will remain with you for a long time to come, inshallah, until we witness another Ramadan, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah grant us the right understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the muttaqeen, among the muhsineen. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Include me in your dua. Jazakumullahu khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.